And welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. As I said, and the last break, or the last segment, you can also go to our website to listen to the show again or share it with your friends. So maybe we need to send this to Chavez Woodside and Diamond Roll and let them know that we were talking about them, two fabulous Family Island students that we got to meet, the National Art Gallery got to meet as part of the E. Clement Bethel National Arts Festival, and sort of bring them into our family of creatives. While you're on the National Art Gallery's webpage, nagb.org.bs, where you can listen to the show again under the Learn menu, and you scroll down to Blank Canvas, you can also take a look at our calendar, and please, you know, scroll through that. We have so much going on. A workshop, an art workshop on October 6th with the Bahamas Humane Society. There's going to be puppies, so bring your kids. It's going to be awesome. We're starting the season at Fiona's Theatre, which is the beautiful amphitheater we just built, with Shakespeare in Paradise on October 9th and 11th. We are taking our traveling exhibition to Andros from October 15th to November 29th. We have a teacher's seminar on October 20th at the National Art Gallery, which Katrina Cartwright will be leading. We have Friday Night Live, our quarterly party, basically, where for the price of admission, which is only $7 for Bahamian adults, $5 for seniors and students, and free for under 12s, you can draw in the galleries. There's drawing classes in the galleries. There's normally a workshop happening outside. There are food vendors, and there's always a really awesome band in the amphitheater. So it's a really fun night out. You can go with your kids. It's super safe, the National Art Gallery. We have this beautiful campus, so the kids can run around outside, and you can go do drawing classes, and everyone can have a good time. That's on October 26th. Then on October 28th, on Sunday, which is always free, always, let me underscore that, the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas is always free entry on Sundays, not for tourists, but for anyone living here. We call them our Free Bahamian Sundays, but it's free for anyone who lives in the Bahamas. And we have free tours on the fourth Sunday of every month, so please, on the 28th of October, come on down and do that. So that's a ton of housekeeping. You're going to forget all of it, so go to the website, go to the calendar, check it out. And now we are going to return to our lovely ladies, Abby Smith, our Community Outreach Officer, Katrina Cartwright, our Education Officer, and Synovia Pierre, the Organizing Secretary of the E. Clement Bethel National Arts Festival at the Ministry of Youth, Sport, and Culture. Mm-hmm. Synovia, what does it take? I mean, the organizing, like, that's a lot of islands you listed. It's a lot of islands. It's a lot of different mediums and expertises. And how do you...
You know, coming out of the classroom, because I'm a teacher of 21 plus years, and of course, coming into this new position as cultural officer, I've had to... And it's still a learning process. It's still going on, because a lot of it is administrative, of course, and... I'm learning procedures and policies, and things are changing and all this stuff. So here I am. They're like, okay, well, you have to organize this festival that runs for 4 months. And I'm like, okay, what do I do? And they said, well, you have to book hotel and car and and for a team of how much people. And, and then you have to take into consideration that this one doesn't eat meat. Over here,
Oh,
and
I know. You're
taking a consideration that this one has allergies.
Know what ordering lunch at one, the National Art Gallery is like. It's like, this one doesn't have milk, and that one doesn't have mushrooms, and this one, so
So
Just ordering lunch.
It's all sorts of things that, you know, you have to take into consideration. Somebody's afraid to go on on a small plane, and then some of the islands are only accessible
by
Abby,
plane.
I'm not pointing at you. Behave.
And
so, you know, some of the islands are only accessible by...
I feel like small planes are safe. I much prefer small planes. They glide. I tell you, listen.
They glide.
They don't glide,
Amanda.
They do. I've been on one when the engines fail. But anyway, that's not what this conversation is about.
They don't glide.
So it's a lot. It's a process that changes and, you know, back and forth. And then we have to take into consideration the Ministry of Education's schedule that can change with midterm and Easter and GLAT and... external examinations, and there's the chef competition, and there's the basketball, and there's track and field, and
listen,
and then there's hurricanes.
And then there's hurricanes.
There's just rain.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's all sorts of things that come.
Didn't you get stuck somewhere one time because the weather was so bad you couldn't get back? Didn't that happen?
That was me.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen with National Arts. It just happened with our traveling
exhibition. Oh, with our traveling exhibition.
Yeah. But yeah, we were on the way to Barry Islands.
Barry Islands.
It was like, we have to turn around. So mm-hmm. it's so many things that you have to take into consideration mm-hmm. when you're doing this thing. And then you always have to remember that there's a human factor.
Yeah.
Because even though we're there to adjudicate and this festival, I still have to take into consideration the safety
of
my team.
Yeah, of course.
If we're going to the mm-hmm. islands and we have to take the ferry on Abaco, if the sea is going...
Yeah.
I'm not going on the boat. I'm sorry.
Sure.
So it's so many things.
And then the kids. Here. So there's the thing to organize here.
Correct.
So
and here and Grand Bahama is 2 weeks.
Okay.
Right off the top, that's 2 weeks.
Oh, so you're doing an event also in Grand Bahama?
Yes. Grand Bahama's festival takes 2 weeks.
Okay.
The thing is, what we're trying to do is in New Providence, I kind of did it here this year because before we used to have something at the Dundas, something at Performing Arts Theater, something at Holy Trinity this year.
Something at the National Art Gallery.
Yes, you got it. So this year we tried to bring everything together so that the dancers could see the singers can see the dramatists mm-hmm. and whatnot, mm-hmm. what have you, to make it
an actual festival.
No, we didn't get a chance to do that last year. This is the first time that we did it here. I don't know if they've done it before. I'm sure they have. But under my watch, they did it this year. Grand Bahama, we've done it because they're all in one venue at the hotel ballroom.
Oh, I remember it used to be a government house and like one day was one thing and another day was another thing.
Wow,
or something like
Amanda,
that
must have been a long time
ago. I'm old. I keep saying I'm old, man. Listen, I make no bones about that.
So we're trying to do the same thing in the other islands, in Abaco.
Okay.
Bring the kids from Sandy Point and Crooked mm-hmm. and Cooperstown and Treasure mm-hmm. Key into Marsh Harbor. Let them see one another perform. This year, when we did that, those kids were like, wow, look at what Burning Rocks is doing, and look at this and that. So they were excited to see mm-hmm. one another perform. Mm-hmm. And we want to do it in Eleuthera, mm-hmm. go into Governor's Harbor where the workers' house is, and bus the kids in so that they can mm-hmm. see and they can be together in an actual festival rather than us driving to the school and driving to that school and driving to the other school.
Or expecting people to come to New Providence, which is so often the case, right? We can't afford it.
Now, to be practical, a lot of times, I think when we were in Abaco, even though we had the festival in one spot, Katrina had to literally jump in the car and go to different schools because mm-hmm. their artwork sometimes can't be moved like that, depending on what it is. So, of course, you have to be practical when it takes and take that kind of stuff into consideration. But, Amanda, it takes so much work. It takes so much. And then the principals have to be cooperative. And the district superintendent. And, you know, I have to say thank you to the Ministry of Education because they work along with us. Mm-hmm. And
many moving parts, it's Ministry of Education, National Art Gallery, Island Administrators, and even just parents who
say, listen, you can use my truck to do this, or teachers say, well, I have a sound system that you can use.
You should make a documentary about it because I feel like there's some funny story. You could make a comedy documentary about it,
stories upon stories probably can come out of these things,
but some people are going to be here because on Thursday night you're doing the big certificate giving prize, the award ceremony for the national winners. And that's open to the public.
Open to the public. And everybody can come. Bring your grandmother and your grandfather and godfather and the kids.
And
bring everybody.
We're partnering with Bahamar on that.
Yes.
So they've
been very
gracious to give us the convention center.
Yes.
And also The Current, where you're going to be, the art team are going to be installing an art show, which is also opening softly on Thursday, but there's a public opening for that on Friday the 28th.
Yes.
So the award ceremony, where you can hear some of the singers and listen to some of the performers. And I went last year, and it's really actually, you know, for an award ceremony, it's pretty awesome because you give away a few certificates, but then you get a performance.
Performance, yes.
Give away a few certificates, get another great performance. So I really think it's a very enjoyable thing to go to for the public. And since it's free, I would really encourage people to go to that because Bahamar is there and there's parking and you get
and
to
it's
really,
beautiful.
You get to really enjoy, and then you can go watch those fountains in the night, which is my mother-in-law cried when she saw them. After the performance, and then on Friday you've got the art show. So how is that turning out, you guys? Abby's already turned her mic away. She's like, I know, you're not bringing me into this conversation, Katrina. Katrina's sitting in front of her mic.
It's coming together. So we've been working really, really diligently to get all the work from the islands, because something, mm-hmm. and Sonovia has alluded to this already, is that we are an archipelago, and while yeah. that makes us unique and contributes to the beauty of this place, it also makes many it extraordinarily challenges. Challenging
yes. mm-hmm.
to get things done,
mm-hmm.
to communicate, to move things around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very thankful to the teachers, especially, who have gone out of their way to somehow, some way get the work over here, because many of them were like, I don't want to put on the boat. Those people are going to fling the stuff yeah. around, and they're yeah. going to damage it. And they've been able to... And I mean, coming from a family island, one of the great things about being an islander is that you have people who are supporting you. There are more people who want you to succeed than mm-hmm. want you to fail. And you can go to the airport and find someone who you know.
And say, will you take this?
Will you take this? And they will bring it over. Bless them.
Yes.
So we're thankful to them, too.
It's how everything's done here, right? Like you said, an uncle's truck.
So bless them. So it's coming together. The current at Bahamar has been extraordinarily generous. We're so thankful to them. Really, all we really need to do is take the stuff down there, and they're going to help us put it up. And they're dealing with most of the logistics.
Awesome.
And I'm so thankful to the current team. And we've worked with most of them before, which means that because this is our community is small, mm-hmm. we all know each other.
Yes.
And I think it's going to be really amazing because we have those lovely dresses that Amanda was talking about coming over, mm. and I truly hope that...
Yeah, no, they're really spectacular. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. She was sending pictures. I was like... Yeah.
I truly hope the young ladies who did them are actually going to be there
mm.
that mm. night, or that I'm able to reach them afterwards and let them know what people say about it, because right. it's very easy to believe that what you're doing is not important when mm-hmm. the only people saying that it's great are people who you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your family, yeah. right?
And your family. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, what's really great, too, is that... I feel like in the past 2 years, for the first time, we've been able to take visual art and put it alongside the performing arts and say that, hey, this is important,
yes.
too.
Yes, yes.
This is important, and these people are doing amazing things. And my only regret is that it seems like teachers on the islands are only beginning to understand that this is something that their students can participate in.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always sneak over to the performing arts section and stand with my mouth hanging open and just like get blown a bit away by what everybody's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the performing arts adjudicators to come over to my side and do mm-hmm. the same thing.
Right, right.
So I'm hoping that next year, a lot with us making all this effort with us, being able to give students opportunities like coming to our summer camp, because what Abby didn't say is that Chavez and Diamond were given scholarships to come.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
They had to get over here. They had to find somewhere to stay. But we were like, if you can get here, you can come for free.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
We will pay for you to come here. And because we feel like if we're going to be doing this, we need to make sure that the people who are participating are able to get something from
Well, and then Chavez also became one of our camp counselors, right?
Yep, and he's a volunteer, he's actually enrolling in the music program mm-hmm. from January.
Mm-hmm.
So
really I still get my hands on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that.
And I think it's interesting because in fact, I think today when the show airs is Character Day, right?
Yes.
Character Day, yeah. And I was thinking about how much the summer camp and a lot of the work that you guys do with the young people who come to the National Art Gallery, because you formed the Junior Arts Council, is so tied into that, because I've watched a lot of these. And that's not, you know, a lot of the people that came to the camp already had that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They already had the ethic and the dedication. But it's really beautiful to see how much a commitment to the arts and any kind of arts really also builds character, right? Because sometimes you don't always get your, you know, you don't come first in the competition.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep trying. Mm-hmm. You have to be focused. You have to be dedicated. You have to show up to places on time, to your art class or your rehearsal or whatever it is. And I think very often parents don't think about that when they're thinking about, oh, I'm going to sign my kid up for art class or for summer camp or whatever, that actually all the other things they get taught while they're there, and that, you know, I know you probably have done in the classroom and with the kids mm-hmm. you are under you, but I see Katrina and Abby doing it, you know, every day. All these add-ons as part of being part of a creative community. And I think that's why this whole endeavor is so important, because it's more than just the song and the dance.
Yes.
Right? It's more than just the painting on the wall. Yep. It's all the kind of work that went into that, and the dedication and the care. Discipline, and the passion, like you said, to speak about, you know, getting things here, that they had to wrap it up. They had to find a relative. They had to get to the boat. You know, again, there's so much that goes into having that painting hanging on the wall that so shows a real drive and a dedication. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of ties into what Character Day is trying to do. And I think it's something that's sort of been part of all of our jobs all the time. Is this other building of people, right? Mm-hmm. That we're all about. So I would love people to come out and see all the hard work you've done.
Yes, yes.
Really, I look at what you've done, Synovia, and my team. I see them working so hard every day. It's extraordinary.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't have done it without you guys, of course, at the NAGB and the team over at Youth Sports and Culture. You know, we're always trying to make it better and whatnot. Sometimes communication isn't there. We got to, you know, you get frustrated, but you can't give up because it's for the kids.
Yeah, but also it's also because you're a small team. Every time I come over to the Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture, I'm so surprised how few people. I mean, in fact, it's one of the smallest group of. It's a ministry that is not well supported,
and in the ministry is the division of culture that's
exactly
responsible
and you do
for
so
it.
Much that is seen nationally, right? Yeah. Like you're responsible for all these these national events, and you're quite a small crew, as we are at NAGB, just doing like a monumental amount of work.
Yeah.
So I think, shout out to everyone on your team,
for everyone.
Too, because I know it's whenever I'm there, everyone's like, gotta get five people on a plane, I've got to do this, and I've got to do that.
And it's getting crazy now, because this is
the season. Volunteering to work at John Canoe for two nights with no sleep, and, you know, I mean, again, I know. You know, I know. Or like sports events, you all have to show up and volunteer your time. I mean, listen, you guys, I see how hard you all work over there.
Yeah.
It's all very much appreciated. So I say to the public, I say to you three in the room, thank you for your hard work. To the public, I say, really try to come out to support this.
Yes,
really try
to
come out. So Thursday and Friday, they're free events.
Yes.
Thursday is the award ceremony. That sounds boring, but I guarantee you it's not. Because you get to hear these amazing performances. You know, last year there was spoken word, and there were steel pans, and there was some guy on the singing who was amazing. I was like crying listening to him. And really, there's some amazing performances. What time does that start on
Thursday
night?
That's at 7:00 on Thursday. Ballroom.
Okay, so in other words, try to be there at 6:30 for our Bahamian brothers.
Parking
and
is free.
Yeah, parking's free.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yes.
So 6:30, let's say. Parking at 6:30. Show begins at 7:00, and then the art show is open to the public on Friday night.
It is open to the public on Friday night. It starts at 6:00, and there's going to be a paid bar, so you know you can get whatever you want. But do come out, do see what these young people are doing, and not just young people, older people too. Because remember, this is a festival that allows everyone to participate, and they're not professional artists. They're all up-and-coming, nascent talent, people who may be just working at their kitchen table, but they are doing amazing things, and it's worth seeing.
Yeah, and I think it makes you really proud. I mean, not that we aren't
most
every day,
definitely.
But it really makes you realize that we just live in a country that is just overflowing with natural talent. So really, you know, come on out, come down to Bahamar on Thursday or Friday night. Thursday for the performing arts, Friday for the visual arts. 7 p.m. on Thursday night, 6 p.m. on Friday night. And if you're to come down, please go and find Abby or Katrina or Synovia and tell them thank you. Thank you for their hard work. I thank you for your hard work. I thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Awesome.
So,
thank you for having us.
Shout out to the Ministry of Youth, Sport and Culture.
Yes.
And of course, the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, your National Art Gallery. So please come on down if you can't make it out in the evening. You know, we're there always for you. And don't forget that every Sunday is always free. So on that, I will leave you. Thank you for listening. You have been listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery, and you have been listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Thank you so very much for listening, and have a good night.